Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. It is Sunday, 8 p.m. Your girl just keeps on leaving the podcast to the last minute, but my weekends have been so busy. I am so tired. I don't know if it's the time change or just a lot on my plate, but I feel exhausted to the point where all week this week, like, I would lay down and just, like, pass out. And that's not like me. I usually like coming to bed, getting comfortable, but I would just pass out. Y sentía que los ojos se me cerraban. But vacay's coming up soon. My 8 to 5 has been cray cray, and so has just life. I don't know. Life just seems to keep the days going faster. A lot of people feel that way, though, because I've had a lot of conversations, and I'm like, it's already March. It's gonna be April. My birthday's coming up. Your girl's gonna be 34. Like, where did the time go? So after Sunday, the first Amigui social meetup, I was filled with a lot of different emotions, especially because a lot of my family, my friends kept telling me they're so proud of me and look what I created. And I was just in my feels, I guess. When it happened, I really didn't register that, I don't know, the impact it had on me, because I was just nervous and going through the motions, but it truly had such a positive impact. And although I do have a lot on my plate, but it makes me happy that so many people have benefited from this podcast and me just sharing my stories y mis loqueras. And it feels like such an out-of-body experience because, like I told you guys in the last episode, when I see it in person, it's different. Online, I love making connections online, but I don't know. It just, like, in person, se siente más real. So I feel like I don't give myself enough credit for what I've created. And I was just watching videos of the first meetup, and I got really emotional on, like, Tuesday. I think Monday or Tuesday, estaba like ready for bed and I was watching it and I started crying because I just remembered like how I felt in the beginning of this podcast and how I've changed and how I've grown. And also really proud of the consistency because I don't know, I felt like growing up I would get into stuff. Like, I remember my mom signed me up for fashion designer classes because I wanted to be a fashion designer, and me and my friend Jackie were like the only like 12-year-olds that were taking fashion design, and these other ladies that were actually really good at it took the classes. So we're like the youngest kids there, and I quit because I hated drawing, and I always loved fashion, but I was impatient enough to draw. I took ballet classes, but I was shy to perform, and I feel like I always quit everything. In high school, I was in tennis, and it was too tough for me. Even though I did last the whole season, I just gave up because it wasn't my sport. Then what else did I do? I played the violin. I was not good at reading music notes. So every time I tried like a hobby, I was never good at it, so I would just give up. And sometimes you just have to keep trying stuff. So if you haven't found your hobby, because I remember that I used to feel kind of boring and also trauma from my ex that used to tell me, you have no hobbies, you don't blah blah blah. My hobby was thrifting or shopping or going to Ross, so I count those as hobbies, but he was a hater. Pero se me quedó bien grabado en la cabeza, like, you don't have any hobbies, you don't like anything. And when I finally stuck to something, I think it was just because it was meant to be. When you find something that you enjoy, like today, I'm so tired. I just came home from LA. I was in LA all day. I'll talk about it a little bit more. But I know that I had to do the podcast because it makes me feel good to share my stories and just give a little consejito. And I know I look forward to listening to podcasts that I listen to all the time. So I don't want to let you guys down. Plus, I'm taking some time off and I just enjoy it. But when you find something that you're really, truly passionate about, no se siente like a chore. You feel good about it. And the consistency that I've remained on this podcast, I don't know, is just something that I'm pretty proud of, because some days I feel like quitting and other days I'm like, this is why I do what I do. Today I went to Latina Fest. I was invited. I went last year, but this year was a little different because I feel like last year I still was afraid to, you know, put myself out there on social media, even though I've been a little better. I think this, from the last time that I went to Latina Fest to today, I'm very active. I'm very on my stories. I just feel like I've grown a lot and I'm not so afraid to talk in front of people or to introduce myself. In the beginning, I was really, I've told you guys that I always struggled with, you know, talking to people and being in front of a crowd, and now I find it more easier. And the more that I've pushed myself out of my comfort zone, the better I've gotten. And just introducing myself and starting a conversation with a random person. And I've met so many amazing people because I've put myself in uncomfortable situations, because it's not like me. I didn't grow up like this. It didn't happen overnight. Trust me, I have grown a lot. So if you feel like you're an introverted person who finds it very difficult to be in crowds, just keep putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, because I've made so many connections online, and once I know someone online, it feels like I know them in person. Like today, I met Carla. She is at Nuevos Caminos Therapy, and I felt like I had already met her because we talked so much over DMs. And then I also met Gigi, the first gen mentor. She wrote a book called Cultura and Cash. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. And she's an amiguis from Chicago that I didn't think I was going to cross paths with her this soon. But one thing that I did notice is that I'm so bad with names. So if I met you today and I can't remember your name, I remember your username. Like, I met this girl about a year ago at a social event. And I told my mom, I was like, oh, ya la conocí en un evento. And I wanted to introduce her as a hot tortilla, but her name is Maria. And Maria, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I totally blanked out, but we knew each other, you know, we've talked, we've exchanged messages online, but I need to be better at learning people's names. But it was funny because when I met Gigi, she was like, oh my God, you're Unbreakable Latina. And then I was like, yeah, it's so nice meeting you. And then she's like, I don't even know your name. But I guess I'm not the only one that does this. So if I didn't say this, my mom was my plus one and she had such a fun time. She was so excited anytime anybody came up to me and said, oh, are you Unbreakable Latina? So if you were one of the people that came up to me, thank you so much. You make me look good in front of my mom. She's so proud. Se pone a llorar cada vez that she meets somebody that listens to my podcast. And I'm like, why do you cry every time? She's like, it's just because I'm so proud of you. But it was a really good daughter, mother, Sunday, Latina, inspired. I feel so inspired by everyone's stories, and just, it makes me proud to be part of this movement where we're highlighting Latinas and Latinos, Latines, just having a space for us where we could be ourselves and we could relate to others, because I didn't have that growing up. I've talked about this before, where I used to feel like I didn't want to tell people that I listen to Mexican music, and because they would make fun of me or they'll call me names. And now I can listen to Mexican music proudly and not care about what anybody thinks, because this is who I am. I could listen to rap in the second. I could listen to Fuerza Regida or Selena or Los Temerarios or Los Tigres del Norte, and I could be myself. And I could be both things. I could be American. I could be Mexican. And no one judges me for it, because there are people like me. And I didn't have that growing up. So it makes me really emotional to have that, because I know, like, if I ever have kids, they're going to feel comfortable with their heritage and with who they are. And they could be whoever they want to be, and they could listen to whatever they want to and not be made fun of, because this is our cultura. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about holding grudges and closure, because I had a conversation with my mom sometime this week where she ran into somebody that she had a falling out with, and I asked her, like, how'd you feel? And we were just talking about grudges and closure, and how I asked her, do you feel like sometimes you need closure, or do you hold grudges? How does it make you feel? Le estaba en terapia a mi mamá, okay? And I decided, why not do this topic? Because I've had experiences with holding grudges and closure and how it made me feel. So I put up a survey on Instagram and I said, do you believe you need closure? 39% of people said yes, 61% of people said no. And the reason that I started this whole thing was because my mom and I had the conversation the night before, and then I read this post online that said, closure is a scam. Accept what they did and move on. I also asked, has getting closure made you feel better, worse, or indifferent? 27% of people said better, 19% of people said worse, 54% of people said indifferent. So I've felt indifferent. I've felt like it was necessary. And I've also felt worse when I've gotten closure in different situations. For example, with my ex that I was in a long-term relationship with, I don't think there was ever like closure. Like, we had one last conversation in person. We ran into each other. I believe he was stalking me. Just kidding. I'm not kidding, but I'm kidding. He pulled up on me one time when I was thrifting, and he was so upset and wanted answers to why I just disappeared from his life. But in that instant, I felt indifferent. I was just like, you know why I left you, and don't act like you don't know. And it really didn't make me feel anything. I felt nervous when I saw him because obviously it's someone that I was in a relationship for a long time. I hadn't seen him in maybe like 2 or 3 months after the breakup, and I had just blocked him off everything. I deleted every email he sent me, every phone call, everything. And I didn't feel anything. I just felt like, okay, whatever. I said what I said, and there is no closure. Like, you hurt me and maybe I hurt you, but no pasa nada. Like, ya lo que se hizo, like, whatever happened already happened. And I felt like it wasn't necessary. Like, we didn't need to have that conversation. Lo que pasó en el pasado ya se quedó. And like, that's how we left our lives, and that's it. And then I told you guys about the situationship that I had, that I ran into, I don't know, my years blend. So like a year and a half ago or a year ago, I ran into a situationship that person, like, that one hurt me more than my breakup, because it's someone that I truly, really, I don't know, I had a friendship before I had anything. And in that instance, I did feel a little better getting that closure, because I felt like there was a lot of things that I wanted to say that I never said to his face. And I was just like, you did this and you blah, blah, blah. And it felt good to get it out of my heart that, you know, that's something that really scarred me for a long time. And it felt good just to tell him to his face. So I think it just depends on the situation. And there's been times, like when I had my friendship breakup, where it wasn't closure, but we were just like, let's talk about why you hurt me or why I stopped talking to you. And instead, this person made me feel worse because they started like attacking me for, like, I expressed, like, you did this and I felt hurt and blah, blah, blah. And this person just ended up attacking me by saying, like, oh, it's because you run away from your problems. And I was very vulnerable in this friendship. And when she decided to, like, attack my character and just my insecurities and just hit below the belt, I was just like, fuck you, bitch. Like, how dare you? You made me feel worse. I don't want to talk to you ever again. So I really feel like it just depends on what type of situation you're in and how you're feeling and how it's going to make you feel. Like, you know yourself better than anyone. And a lot of people say, like, I don't need closure. And I'm one of those people that are like, fuck closure. I don't need that shit. But when I ran into my situationship and I had that closure, I was like, well, I feel good. Like, I feel like I healed a little part in my heart that I gave him. Take it back, bitch. No, just kidding. But seriously, like, it just depends on which situation, like, you're in, right? If someone ghosts you out of nowhere, do you really need closure? Like, if I wasn't that important to you, I really don't care. But you could be different. You could be someone that says, like, hey, why'd you ghost me? I thought we had something good going on. I think it just really depends on how you're feeling. Like, I go back and forth with this. Obviously, like, this podcast is gonna be all over the place. But you have to think about, if I have this conversation, is this gonna be more hurtful? Am I gonna dig a deeper wound? Because I've felt like that before. This also reminds me of my mom and when her father was dying. I call him just like her father because I don't believe he was a grandpa to me. I met the man once before he died, and I know my mom had this really high hope that when he was in his deathbed, he was going to apologize to her for all the things that he did and put the family through. You know, he would leave them and give them no money and they'd be starving. He created a whole new family. And I remember being so surprised by my mom wanting us to meet him before he died. Like, he was already, like, they had given him a couple months to live, and I didn't want to meet him. I was like, there's no way this man put you guys through hell and you want me to meet him. But I did it because she really wanted me to, and when I met him, I felt nothing. So once he passed away, I remember I was younger and I told my mom, like, how did you feel? She's like, I didn't feel anything. And it didn't make me feel better that I saw him before he died. It didn't make me feel worse. I just felt like I just didn't know him. And she never got that closure that she wanted. She really wanted, like, an apology. And sometimes you could want this apology, but that person's not going to give it to you. It's really like taking a chance on yourself. If it really means a lot to you to try to get some sort of closure or find out what you did wrong in a relationship or in a friendship or with family, like, where did I fuck up? How do you want me to fix this? Or just some sort of answer. For me, I feel like I go back and forth. And at this point, at my healing era, I don't need anyone to give me closure. Sometimes you think about, what did I do wrong? But does it matter? For me, it's really indifferent. Like I said, just that one situation where I did feel like, wow, like, I healed a part of myself, because I think me desahogué. And if you need closure to just let it out, and you really want to tell this person, like, you hurt me or you did this and that's why you need your closure, then I think you should get it. But if you also feel like this person hurt you so much that there's no need for closure, this, especially if you know somebody, like, for example, in a family situation, if you already know your uncle, your aunt, your primo, your prima, your mom, your dad, that they are the type of people that are not open to expressing their feelings or to listening to you, and you know that they're going to make you feel worse, ¿para qué te pones en esa situación? Why do you put yourself in that situation? Just get the closure for yourself. Maybe write them a letter. I always talk about that. Like, I wrote a letter for my dad and I just felt like closure and like, hey, like, you made me feel like this. And I don't think I'm ever going to get closure from the fact that my dad chose his addiction rather than his family. I'm never going to get that closure, but I'm okay with that because I've came to peace with that. And I know that nothing he says is going to get better unless he, like, has this miracle where he becomes sober and we could have another relationship. But I just don't see it in my future. Like, I really don't. If by some miracle it happens, that'd be great. But I just came to terms with the fact that, you know, he chose the life that he chose and it's beyond his control. Addiction is crazy and I don't know what that's like. I don't know what addiction is like. I'm sure it's a very dark place. But I've came to terms that at closure that the dad that I had in the past, like, that's the dad that I'm going to remember. And unfortunately, the last years that he was in my life, they were pretty bad. And I wish that I didn't have memories of those times, but I do. Now, in my healing era, I cherish more, like, my childhood all the way till I was, like, 17 when everything went downhill after that. Like, I hold on to those memories, and I'm at peace with that. I've gotten the closure for myself. I don't need it from him. But, like I said, it just depends on what situation's in. Sometimes you feel indifferent. Sometimes you feel worse. I think more than likely, you're going to feel indifferent. Because you're going to say what you say, and sometimes people are not receptive to hearing that. Or you're going to feel worse, where someone's going to bring up more hurt and more hurtful words. So for me, I don't believe closure is necessary in most situations, but there is that little percentage where you may need it. And it just depends on, like I said, what outcome do you want out of this? What do you really want to get out of this? Okay, now we're going to move on to grudges. If you ever held a grudge, raise your hand. I have. What did that teach me? Nothing. Nothing except that I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be an angry girl for a long time if I keep on holding to grudges. So one thing that I've learned is that you could hold that grudge, pero te va a afectar más a ti. It's going to eat you alive. Like, when you hold grudges with somebody, I feel like it's just damaging to you. At some point, you have to learn to forgive them just to let that grudge go, be like, I forgive that you're a shitty person and I'm not gonna let you take my energy. So that's what I feel about grudges. When you hold a grudge, you are just letting that other person win. So there's this famous quote about grudges. It says, when we hold on to grudges and resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. And I think this quote is 100% true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've experienced it where I've held grudges before, or I've seen other family members hold grudges towards people. And anytime that person's name comes up, it's just like, oh, I fucking hate this person and I can't believe they did this to me. The other person is probably not even thinking about you. It's true. Those other people that maybe hurt you are not even aware of what they've done or how bad they've hurt you. Holding grudges can be so bad for your mental health, from triggering your anxiety, triggering some depression, or just stressing yourself out to the point where your body becomes ill. I do remember holding grudges on a couple of people where I felt so hurt and I was like, screw that bee, you know? And all it did was isolate me from people and just be this bitter biatch. I was bitter when I was holding grudges, and I one day decided, like, those people don't even care about what I feel or how they've hurt me. They even don't even know that they've hurt me. And when I finally let go of grudges and just, what is that one cheers that me and my family always say? Cheers to those who wish as well, and those that don't can go to hell. Like, that's kind of the motto that I live by. If someone did something to hurt me, I just need to forgive them on my own. I am not gonna expect someone to give me an apology, because a lot of people don't realize what they're doing. When you let go of grudges and you really don't think about them, or you don't let them take over your life, I feel like there's an opportunity for self-growth there, where you are aware that someone hurt you, but you're willing to look past it and move on. And part of my healing has been a lot of letting go of grudges, because for a while I had these grudges, and like I said, all I did was feel sorry for myself and just isolate myself and think about, why is the world so shitty to me? If you're finding it super difficult to let go of a grudge, I suggest therapy. Therapy's good. For me, talking about it with my friends always helps when I feel resentful towards somebody, or when I've had grudges towards people, I like to talk about it, and I've gone to therapy for this. But you also have to be a little empathetic. Everyone's going through their own crap, and yeah, it sucks that you got hurt or that someone did something crappy to you, but you never know what the other person's going through. Not everyone's as open to sharing what traumas they're dealing with or why they act the way they act. You just have to accept what happened, acknowledge your feelings, and be empathetic towards yourself and towards the person who hurt you. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I know it was all over the place, but I just want to talk about, like, closure and grudges and how it really has affected me. And once I learned to let go of those grudges and to not always get that closure, I feel like you just unlock, like, a new level of I'm a bad bitch. And I hope that you guys found this episode helpful. And if you're holding a grudge, let it go, amiga. It's not good for you. And if you can't, there's therapy. But also for closure, you don't always need that closure. Just realize if you really need it, then go for it. But be prepared to possibly be hurt even worse. So it's been a while, and I receive messages all the time that you guys want me to do another big sis advice segment. So if you have any questions, any advice you need from a big sister, send them to me. You could email them to me at melina@unbreakablelatina.com, or you could send them on speakpipe.com/unbreakablelatina if you want me to send me a voice note. I will be recording that episode next week if you guys send me your questions. And I'm gonna be taking some time off because I'll be on vacation, and I just wanna, you know, relax and enjoy my birthday, and then I'll be back. And I have a lot of exciting future episodes coming. And the Amigi Social Club, how do you join? I get so many questions about how do you join. There's no real way of joining. Just follow at Amigis Social Club on Instagram. So that way you guys could keep up. I probably won't have an event, like anything big, until when I come back from my trip. So mid-April, keep an eye out. I'll definitely announce it here and I'll announce it online. You guys know Instagram is where I pop off. If you don't follow me on there, just make a Finsta. Just so you can see my stuff. But I think I'm going to try to do like a newsletter. Oh God, I can't believe I just said that. I'm just adding more to my plate. Rewind. Crop that out, but we'll see where it goes. I still have a lot of tote bags. You guys wanted the tote bags. I restocked and not a lot of orders have came in, which I'm really sad about. But if you could support me, and this means if I sell these out, then I can get more merch. My space is not that big, so I don't have a lot of merch space. It's not really an excuse, but I also don't want to invest more money if things aren't going to sell. So if you could please support by buying a little tote bag. And I have a few beanies left. I know it's going to start getting hot, but the beanies are cute when you're inside in the AC. Hope you guys have an amazing week. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok, on Instagram. And I will talk to you guys soon. Don't forget to send me your questions for the Big Sis Advice. Bye.